You're listening to the John C. Scott Political Forum. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Let's see, butterball turkey, stuffing mix, mashed potatoes. Okay, that's the next aisle. This cart pulls to the right.
Why don't we take it to Perfection Auto Works? They fixed our car when it did that.
They don't work on shopping carts.
This is Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works. Our free 26-point inspection makes most car troubles a distant memory. 323-8650 or at perfectionautoworks.com. 323-8650.
Welcome to the John C. Scott Political Forum. John C. Scott is hosting one of the longest-running political talk shows in Arizona. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum on KVOI AM 1030, The Voice. And now, John C. Scott.
Thank you. From the DoubleTree Hotel across from Randolph Park, we're in the campaign headquarters of Dr. Ed Ackerley, independent candidate for mayor. And this portion of the John C. Scott Show originates from the Function Auto Works mobile studios here at the DoubleTree. Teresa Urias is with us. Danya Clough is also here. And Cheryl Leader, the girls of the Ackerley campaign. That's what we'll call you if you don't mind. You're comfortable with that, right?
We are.
All right, very good. Teresa, let's talk about, you're the scheduler for Mr. Ackerley. He seems to be gone all the time. I can never reach him. Sam, where the hell are you? He does, I have no idea. You'll have to talk to Teresa. And you tell him where he is,
yeah,
I suppose.
That's true.
Yeah. This has been a very busy campaign, hasn't it?
Yes, it has been.
And it's amazing because during the summer you thought, well, nobody's going to pay any attention to us. They were all talking about the Democratic primary. The minute that turned, obviously, and that $1 million was thrown at it to elect or to nominate Raheena Romero, everything turned around. And finally people started getting to know Ed Ackerley. What do you want people to know about him?
I'd like people to realize that not only is he a Tucsonan, he is a fundamental get back to the basics, what's going to turn Tucson around candidate. And he's a good person, he has good values, and he has the leadership to take Tucson not only in a direction of the future, but just fix what needs to be fix right now and what's important by protecting us, police, fire, just important things that I think we all can agree upon what needs to be done for Tucson.
You know, I've done so many interviews with him since January. I mean, it seems like it's impossible to think it's been that long, but it has been. And I would say something about the police department. He said, well, I just talked with the police chief. Then I would say something about, well, streets. Well, I just talked to the street guy and, you know, the department head. I went, you're making this up, aren't you? And he said, no. You know, my schedule will tell you. He did meet with every department head. He finally got to all of them. And I think that's a remarkable effort on his part to find out what really is going on with the city of Tucson, of which he wants to be mayor.
Yes.
I think that's a big deal, a really big deal.
And there's a new fire chief, Chief Ryan, and he is scheduled to meet with him as well.
Wow. He did his homework. And I'll tell you, I've interviewed, again, so many candidates that just have no idea why they're running or what they're running for. You would think that if you're going to run for a public office, you'd figure out what they do, you know, and what is the responsibility of that person. And a lot of people just don't do that. And I'm wondering, why are you in this? Why do you want to do this if you don't know what the job is? But Ed Ackerley knows what the job is, and I think he can do this job. And that's why I support him. He's an amazing individual. He's a good guy, too, and an honorable individual that you could be proud of. And I don't want to get back to fighting the wars again over the circumference of a garbage can. I really don't want to do that. I don't want to get back to fighting with every neighborhood issue that comes down the pike. And we used to have these wars all the time. Not in my backyard. We can't do this. We can't do that. I mean, we built downtown on what we could do. Not what we didn't want to do, but we could do. I mean, people said, what do we need a train for? You know, it turned everything around. Why do we need all these restaurants? Because people go and eat out. And Tucson's heart is what it used to be, which is the center of the whole town again. When I first got here, that's what it was. There was Hockamies and Seinfelds, and that was before you were born, of course, so you have no idea what the hell I'm talking about, do you? But Levy's, you know, all of that was downtown. And then, of course, they spread to the shopping centers and the outskirts of town, and not outskirts now, But downtown, again, is now the heart of the city. And I think we can all be proud of that. It's our town, too. Our downtown, too. Tell me a little bit about this campaign and how much of an uphill battle it is. You've never lost faith in this, have you?
No, absolutely not. But, you know, running as an independent candidate, you know, we don't have people jumping out supporting us. So it's definitely been a interesting road to the mayor's office, to say the least. But, you know, I think we're the other choice right now. There's a lot of people who don't want Regina Romero to be mayor of Tucson. And Ed is clearly a great choice, the other choice, and he's going to lead Tucson where it needs to go.
Well, that's what democracy is about, choices.
Yes.
You know, if you don't have a democracy, you don't have a choice. And I think people should be very glad that they have this opportunity to say, well, let's take a look at both of these people and find out who's best for me. Donya Clough is with us. Move the microphone over to you. Let's see. You are a friend of Ed's for 50 years. You're not. You can't be 50 years. That can't be. That's wrong. I've got the wrong thing here. You're a wealth management living benefit person. I don't know what that means. What does that mean? You instruct people in wealth management?
I do. I help people manage their wealth or help them become
wealthy. And living
benefits,
what's that?
Living benefits is basically a gap between life insurance. You don't have to die to use life insurance.
What's your company?
It's Freedom Equity Group.
Okay, I'm going to charge you for this, but give me your phone number at the office.
Thanks. It's 602-796-3219.
Okay, if I call that number and ask for you, what do I get?
You get me.
And I get information about wealth management.
You do.
And living benefits.
Yes.
And you're new to Tucson. How new are you?
3.5 years new.
Oh, but you've been here a long time.
I've been
to
here
figure
a little
this
while.
Place out. Yeah.
I'm figuring it out quickly. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. How did you get involved in this campaign?
So I met Ed at an event earlier this year in May and found out what he was doing. And I had a lot of questions because I'm very elementary when it comes to politics. And I did work for the Tucson Hispanic Chamber here. So that was a little bit of a mild crash course in politics
sure.
for me.
I worked for them for a brief period of time.
Did you?
Yeah, all day.
Yeah.
It was.
No. All day.
For about 6 months, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. It's an amazing organization. It grew so fast.
It did.
And it has... I think such a great benefit to a great many people. It really does.
Agreed.
This whole idea of getting involved in a campaign where people say, well, he hadn't got a chance. The Democrats going to win this because there's more Democrats than anybody, and Republicans or independents or whatever. I don't believe that. I believe there's people out there, once they hear the Ed Ackerley story, it's a story that I think can resonate with them and somebody they could be proud of as mayor. And I think that's important. You know, because we're going to have so many gaffes. You think Joe Biden's got gaffes? Where do you hear it, Regina, in her State of the City address? I swear to God, you'll think she's reading it backwards. And she's a nice person, by the way. A good mom, everything. She's just not qualified to be mayor of this town. I'm just telling you that right now.
I hear you.
So anyway, what do you think about the uphill battle? I mean, people say that to you, I'm sure. Oh, he hasn't got a chance. But he does.
I have heard that. And I... wasn't aware of how uphill of a battle it was yeah. until I got involved in the campaign with him. And just hearing the numbers, I actually see that gap closing quite a bit just due to everything that you've said. And again, I have elementary knowledge when it comes to politics and politics in Tucson, but now getting into the weeds and seeing how it goes and seeing the circle, the cycle that has been and will continue to be if somebody like Ed doesn't jump in. So I do see it as, yes, an uphill battle, but with absolutely a chance.
Donya Clough, thanks so much for being with us. 602-796-3219, is that right?
That's correct.
If you want to be wealthy...
If you want to be wealthy.
You know, I don't
yes.
know. The phone's
or
ringing
you
off
are
the,
wealthy, yeah. one or the other.
Phone's ringing off the hook right now.
Thanks, John.
All right, thank you. I really, really appreciate that. Let's move the microphone on the other side of the table, and we will now talk with Cheryl Leader, who is next up on our list, friend of Ed's for 50 years. Hi.
Hi, John.
It's good to see you, Cheryl. Thank you very much. 50 years, you're not that... Were you a small baby? You were in cribs together?
Yes,
what the hell are you talking about?
We were actually born at Tucson Medical Center.
That's 50 years?
Yes.
You count that?
Well,
you,
we're an extra...
Really? Seriously?
An extra 10. Yeah. We weren't in the crib together.
Oh, well,
there, but,
you might as well have been 50 years ago. Wow. So why get involved in this campaign?
You know, I met Ed in high school. We went to Palo Verde High School together. We were both born here in Tucson, both born at Tucson Medical Center.
Wow.
Ed and I actually shared lockers in high school.
No. You didn't have a locker of your own?
I had a locker of my own, and it was down in the dungeon at Palo Verde.
No.
And he had a great locker. I was a social person, and he had it, you know, where everyone was at, and I wanted to be right there.
Sure.
He allowed me to locker mate with him, and he was a football player.
A lot of people don't know that.
So,
you know, they don't know about that sharing the locker thing.
I tell you, it was good.
Amazing.
I didn't realize
that on a brochure.
How much fun it would be. But he reminded me this many years later as we have come to this campaign, and he would say, yeah, Cheryl and I locker together, and she would bake cupcakes and have them there on game day and decorate the locker. So I find myself this many years later with Ed in his campaign, and I have not volunteered for a campaign since Ross Perot. I'm an independent. I am not a political person whatsoever. I'm a people person. What I like about Ed is Ed says what he does and does what he says. And that's what I like about Ed. He is a marketing guy. I remember going into his family's business when I was a young person and hearing his father's voice over the radio and at Elcon Shopping Plaza, and Ed being in the business now. He's a marketing guy, and in not being a political person here in Tucson, I think Tucson needs a marketing person. I think the mayor of Tucson should be a market, be able to market Tucson as well, to be able to be in the political realm. So I know Ed as a person, not from the political area, but I've jumped in to help him to be supportive. I've seen his stamina. I've seen him go to events, 4 and 5 events in a day, which to me is unheard of. I don't know how he does it. You mentioned something earlier about him meeting with city people. I've seen him carry a stack of business cards, which he has taped together, which are about 5 or 6 feet high. He takes them out of his coat pocket, and they're accordion pleated, and they drop from his coat pocket from his hand down to the floor, and it amazes me. So I know of Ed as a people person.
You know, he told me he went to Palo Verde High. I said, what gang were you a member of? And he, never mind.
I was a gang,
the
social gang.
I don't know. He said the one that had shared the locker with me. That's the one. That's the one. You know, it's again. Every time I've talked with him, I keep thinking, well, I'll ask him a question he won't be able to answer, you know, because I've always wanted to challenge him. You know, what about, you know, the parks thing, and what about Sanctuary City, and what about $15 minimum wage, what about expanding the rail service, where to and how? Just a myriad of questions that you would think, you know, a mayor ought to know, and most don't. And he always had an answer. And I thought, where did you come up with? I asked him, I said, you know, we have freight cars going through the heart of Tucson. Many of them have bombs on them. And then, you know, if we ever had one explode downtown, how well are we prepared with emergency services to handle an explosion of armament in the heart of Tucson? And they were derailed in Benson at one time and exploded. I thought, well, they go right through the heart of Tucson, too. So he had an answer for that. He talked about all the particular emergency services places he'd visited, people that he talked to, and how well-versed he was on how well-prepared we are if a tragedy like that should happen. I was astounded. I said, did you know I was going to ask you this question? He went, no, of course not. But I thought it might come up.
You know, you mentioned that, and it brings me back to the first evening I went to a debate forum with Ed several months ago. He was scared. His legs were shaking. He was up on the stage. And, you know, it's a difficult thing when you're not, when it's new for you. Afterwards, he and I, we went and we stopped to get, you know, a little snack afterwards, had some dessert. And he asked how he did. And, of course, I want to give him a pat on the back because I want to encourage him. But we talked and we spoke candidly. And what I was impressed with about Ed is the very next morning, Okay. The very next morning, he had another engagement to go to, and I also attended that. And I was so impressed because where he had come in just a matter of maybe 12 hours, the work that he had put into himself and publicly speaking, how he wanted to present himself in just a short amount of time was so impressive to me. And those are the kinds of things for me that just Ed being a people person, for me, again, it's not politics, it's about people-oriented. I'm reminded on the way over here, I got a phone call from someone, and they wanted to know the forum. There was a forum just in the past couple of hours that we had just come from, and they wanted to know what that forum was. My friend called and said, you know, I didn't know where the forum was, and I didn't know who to reach out to. I knew you were busy. He said, so I went on the website, and I got a phone number off the website, and I called it. He said, and the website phone number is for Ed Ackerley's personal cell phone number.
Wow, I love that.
And he said, I called Ed, and I asked him, I left a message. He said, and I actually got a call back. Just moments prior to him being at the forum, he called me back on my from his personal cell phone.
Wow.
Who does that? So for me, again, it's not so much about politics. I'm a person who loves Tucson. I endorse Ed because he's a people person and because I can see what he can do for Tucson.
Well, I've said from the very beginning, even back in January after a couple of conversations with him, you need to take this guy seriously because he takes this job seriously. And he does. He's done his homework. He's worked hard. He's qualified. He's one of the best qualified individuals I've ever known to run for mayor of this town. Believe me. It's just amazing.
Well, I agree with you, John.
All right. Thanks for being on the show with us. We
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It
Thank
very,
you.
Very much, Cheryl Leader. And we'll be back. We're going to take a quick break. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum from the campaign headquarters of Ed Ackerley, independent candidate for mayor at the DoubleTree Hotel offices right across from Randolph Park. Back in a moment. We're going to talk with Rudy Garcia. We're going to talk with Steve Christie. And got a lot of people to talk with before we wrap up this show. And Ed Ackerley will anchor it. And I'm sure he has a lot to say about the people who've had a lot to say about him. Back in a moment.
We take you to winter, 1776.
Message for General Washington.
Yes, Captain.
Colonel Lee says the Redcoats are encamped just across the river at Trenton, sir.
We need to get the boats down to the Delaware, but the wagons are too noisy. What to do?
We can grease your modern car truck axle, change the oil, and do brakes, belts, and hoses on all brands. Call 323-8650. PerfectionAutoWorks.com.
Save 40% on your dry cleaning bill at Tom Roof Cleaners at Fort Lowland Country Club. Mention John C. Scott on Saturdays and Sundays, and you'll save 40% on your dry cleaning bill. Drop off your wash and fold clothes and pay only 90 cents per pound. Tom Roof Cleaners reminds you that every garment is clean with using the patented Green Earth Cleaning System. The Green Earth Cleaning System leaves every garment soft and smooth to the touch without a dry cleaning smell. Mention John C. Scott at Tom Roof Cleaners Saturday and Sunday, and save 40% off your dry cleaning bill. Tom Roof Cleaners at Fort Lowland Country Club.
Together, they've brought a bit of France to the heart of Tucson. Guini's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery at Prince and Campbell have become a gathering place for Tucsonans who love great bread and wonderful food. The bread and the pastries of La Baguette Bakery have become a Tucson favorite. And Guini's French Cafe offers a casual atmosphere and delightful French cuisine at moderate prices. Guini's is just perfect for breakfast and lunch, offering specialty coffees, lattes, French wine, cocktails, imported beer, and a touch of France in Tucson. And of course, open all day and night, Friday and Saturday until 9 p.m., for happy hour and dinner. Sunday brunch at 2 o'clock. Guini's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery in the Safeway Center at Prince and Campbell have become Tucson's destination to dine.
Paul Cunningham is once again asking for your vote to return to the Tucson City Council. He deserves your vote. Paul has fought to increase the number of Tucson police officers on the streets of Tucson. Paul has led the City Council in improving pedestrian safety in our town. Paul Cunningham has built his Ward 4 office into a responsive office of constituent service. His door has always been open to hear what neighbors have to say. Paul Cunningham has made it possible for the University of Arizona baseball team to make the city of Tucson High Corbett Field their home. Paul has promised to work with all sides to make Randolph Golf Course a state-of-the-art professional course to bring the best golfers in the world back to Tucson. Vote for Paul Cunningham for the City Council.
This is Paul Cunningham, and I approve this message.
It seems to me there are two ways to do things. You can either be part of the problem or you can be part of the solution. Tucson is a wonderful place to live and to raise a family. And maybe it's about time to ask yourself, what can I do to make Tucson a better place? My youngest son, Ed Ackerley, is running for mayor of Tucson. He's not running as a Democrat. He is not running as a Republican. He is running as a lifelong Tucsonan and is asking you to jump in and do your part to make Tucson a wonderful place to live. Ed has the unique talent of bringing people together, to work together, and to achieve together. I'm Gene Ackerley, and I'm asking you to jump in and vote for my son, Dr. Ed Ackerley, for mayor.
I'm Dr. Ed Ackerley, and this message was paid for and authorized by Ackerley for Mayor.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the John C. Scott Political Forum. We're at the Doubletree Hotel offices at the headquarters of Ed Ackerley, independent candidate for mayor. Very quick mention, the Tucson Map and Flag announces concierge service, and although Tucson Map and Flag store is closed, Tucson Map and Flag is open during business hours on your phone. You call Charles Smith at American Flag. He's the American Flag expert at 887-4234 and order your American Flag at a great price. Almost any size is available, and travel maps to most of the world available as well. Now the concierge service of Tucson Map and Flag, just a phone call away. 887-4234 and place your order. With us, Steve Christie, member of the Pima County Board of Supervisors, Republican. Steve, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, we just had another car dealer on, some guy named Click. You probably know, heard of him.
Yeah, I did, and I enjoyed off-microphone talk, hearing you talk about how many cars you bought from him.
I did buy some.
I was just wondering.
I bought one from you.
Oh, you did?
A couple from him. And I
just
don't
one?
Why.
Well, I did sell one after all.
No, I did. I did buy a car from you. And my wife had it forever. It was a great car. Let me ask you about getting involved in this race. Some Republicans have been reluctant to do this, saying, well, you know, he's an independent, he's not a Republican, so I can stay out of this. I don't think anybody should stay out of this race, do you?
Absolutely not. And I'm proud to say I think I was one of the first Republicans, an elected official, to eagerly and readily join in and, as Ed says, jump in. We had coffee one morning, and he was kind of at the point of still considering whether or not to run and to run as a independent or how we should approach it. And I looked at him. I said wholeheartedly, I said, Ed, you've got to do it. You are the best qualified, the best individual with the deepest roots, the fabric of Tucson you helped weave. It's important that you represent what I come from. It's not the party. It's the business community. And you talk about a background, it can be explained in one word in Ed Ackerley's case, and it's business. And if you want to go a little further in explaining it, it's family business. And that shows and illustrates the deep roots, the commitment, the love of the community that he has all of his life, and his family's go back generations here too. When it comes to representing the business community, much like the Board of Supervisors, I don't know all the backgrounds of the council members, either running or currently seated, but I doubt if they have any business experience, and if they do, it certainly isn't on the level of Ed Ackerley and Ackerley Advertising, and certainly that perspective to the city council, to the mayor's office, is so important because the business community needs a voice, and Ed Ackerley can give that voice from years of experience in that community.
I think there's a stark difference between Ed Ackerley and Raheena Romero. They're not only in the philosophy that's guided her through 12 years as a member of the council, but literally motivates her to be in the office that she is, and also motivates her to be mayor. I think they've just come from two different places. And I think if we go the direction that she would take us, a $15 an hour minimum wage, to a sanctuary city, to all kinds of things that we've already fought that battle over and over and over again, we're going to go backwards here. And I remember this time when we fought over everything. We could get nothing done. Nothing got done. We didn't rebuild downtown for years when we should have done that. And we finally got to it. And we finally started doing the things that was absolutely important to all of us. And if we go back to the time where we can't get anything done, and I think that's where we're headed with Raheena Romero as mayor, we're going to pay a real price for that.
Well,
all of us are.
Absolutely. And I think it would be a very safe bet that if you went to any business person or business owner or anyone who has to write their name or sign their name on the front side of a check rather than the back side, I think you would find that they would unanimously say in concert that Regina Romero is not business friendly, that the Tucson City Council, as it is currently made up and how it has been for many years, has not been business friendly. And that perspective, that voice, that experience is best epitomized in Ed Ackerley, because he brings that perspective, because he is from the business community. He is a businessman. He knows what it's like to have to make payroll. One of the things I said when I was running for office, and I say to this day, I learned, and I'm sure Ed Ackerley had the same experiences too over the years, I learned very, very readily what the pattern of my tile in my hallway looked like between 2 a.m. and 5 a.m., because there were many nights I was up walking over it. And I'm sure when there were payroll issues or cash flow issues, that Ed Ackerley had to work through those crises. And you have not lived, John. You haven't lived until you go to home from work Thursday night at 6 or 6:30 in the evening, and payroll is due at 7 a.m. the next morning, and you don't have enough money in the bank. You know what that's like as a businessman. Ed Ackerley knows what it's like, and that is the kind of training, background, and perspective that he will bring to the city of Tucson in its financial issues, and he brings that accounting businessman background to it that certainly has long been absent in the affairs of the city of Tucson, and that, I think, is one of the best perspectives that Ed Ackerley can bring to our community.
That idea of being frightened about a Friday is something we've lived with for a long time, as we've sold our radio show for like 45 years. And there were times when we thought, I'm not going to be able to pay. And then my son was producing my show, and that was really going to be a very serious problem, because not only was he my son, but he needed the money to live on. And we got through it. We got through it because people believed in us, and we believed in them. But it was tough. I mean, it would absolutely terrify you.
It is.
And it was a terrifying experience.
As I said,
experience.
There's no more exhilarating experience than...
where am I going to get that money?
Exactly.
Yeah. And somehow somebody cut a check, and somebody said, well, I'll help you out, and
well,
it made a difference.
We worked through it, and of course, the car business is a very volatile business. It has its ups and downs. When its ups are up, it's great. When its downs are down, it's really down.
Well, the 2007, 8, and 9 was a terrible time
and,
in our town for a lot of people.
Yeah, and I was fortunately able to sell my dealership in 2007, and less than a year later, Chrysler went bankrupt,
sure.
Which was my brand. So
yeah.
My car dealer friends call me Nostradamus. So I lived through that. I'm sure there have been those same situations with Ed Ackerley. You adapt, you adjust, you persevere on, and that's the kind of fortitude and experience that I think Tucson really needs, and it can be best represented by Ed Ackerley.
Steve Christie, thanks so much for coming by. We really appreciate it. You did a great job with the Board of Supervisors. I know you like that job.
By the way, if I haven't conveyed this to you, I want to right now. I love being supervisor.
I know you do. You keep telling me that, you know. And we love you being there, too.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Thank you, John.
Steve Christie, a member of the Pima County Board of Supervisors. We're going to move over to Rudy Castro, who is a longtime 60-year Democrat, former mayor of a California city, but a major backer of Ed Ackerley and a great guy and a great friend of ours. And Rudy, how are you? Good to see you.
Well, I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Fine. You've introduced this gentleman, Ed Ackerley, to so many people. He didn't know you knew that many people, but it's been a great effort on your part.
I'm making a point to stop people and with any excuse.
Yeah.
Hey, this is the person you have to vote for, you know. And
right.
Then I give him a little
what
bit
impressed
of
you in the very beginning about Ed Ackerley?
First of all, the man's has a tremendous education. He's educated, you know, and he has his business that he runs like clockwork, and he wants to work with the people, for the people. So to me, that spells out everything. I mean, he's got it together.
Yeah, he really does. That's absolutely correct. And I think, you know, he's not beholden to anybody, any party, any money.
That's right.
And, you know, this individual that has the Democratic nomination for mayor got $1 million from just some basic sources that she's beholden to. I mean, you can't get away from that. That $1 million is gonna be paid back in one form or another by Regina Romero. And it may not be in the best interest of you and me.
No, you see what happens.
In the best interest of her, but not you and me.
Scott, this is what happened. When money is involved, then the person, that elected person, he's accountable to the person that gave him that money.
There you
as
go.
Simple as that.
It is that simple. Yeah.
I mean, simple as that.
Yeah. Bought and paid for, I think. And it wasn't just a pittance. It was $1 million bucks or
more.
Yeah. So there you go. You're a Democrat. What makes you support this independent for mayor?
Well, I used to be a Democrat.
Yeah.
I used to be a Democrat. I was a Democrat for over 60 years until I finally opened up my eyes. I'm independent. Right. I'm neither a Republican nor a Democrat. I have helped Republicans because of what they wanted to do for the people, because I'm all for the people. And that is the reason why I've started up this organization, We the People. It's right here in Tucson.
We're going to be talking about that next week. I think you're going to have a gathering of people. We'll try to go meet some friends of yours.
Yes. And
so we'll talk about that. Get you on the air next week and talk about that, if you
okay,
will.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, that would be absolutely great. So Ed Ackerley is your choice.
All the way.
All right.
All the way to Santa Fe.
All the way to Santa Fe. Rudy, thanks very much for being on our show. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Rudy Garcia, a longtime Democrat, now independent and a candidate for, really, We the People. We'll be back in a moment with more of the John C. Scott Political Forum, live from the headquarters of Ed Ackerley, independent candidate for mayor at the Doubletree Hotel offices across from Randolph Park. Back in just a moment.
Long ago, a beautiful ship named the Mayflower sailed towards the New World. At about mid-ocean, the main spar cracked. Then came a voice from below decks.
I can fix that, Governor!
And so the legend goes that almost 400 years ago, the ancestors of Mike Emery came over on the Mayflower and began fixing things. If you're looking for a mechanic about whom you can give Thanksgiving, call 323-8650. That's 323-8650. Perfection Auto Works.
If you've been arrested, you deserve the best defense available. You deserve Jeff Rogers. Jeff Rogers has received the highest possible rating as a defense lawyer. Jeff is rated AB preeminent by the leading organization that evaluates lawyers across America. This is a testament that lawyer peers rank Jeff Rogers as the highest level of professional excellence. Choose the lawyer that other lawyers recommend. Choose Jeff Rogers Law Firm. Call 624-4700 or stop by the Jeff Rogers Law offices at 177 North Church. Concrete Done with Love has been Arizona's leading concrete contractor for over 40 years. Owner Kurt Lutzkin has built Concrete Done with Love to serve Arizona's biggest and smallest concrete jobs. Concrete Done with Love provides the best concrete placing and finishing that is possible, and doing it at a competitive price. The crew is at Concrete Done with Love and are craftsmen who take great pride in the aspects of their work. For the best concrete jobs in Arizona and the best price, call Kurt Luscombe at Concrete Done with Love, 639-9928. Concrete Done with Love offices at 1771 West Dairy Place, Tucson.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the John C. Scott Political Forum on this Saturday afternoon. We're at the Doubletree Hotel across from Randolph Park in the offices of the Doubletree. At the headquarters of Ed Ackerley, independent candidate for mayor. We support Ed Ackerley. We ask you to do the same. Richard Hernandez is with us. He's a community advocate, chairman of the Sunnyside Recall, and chairman of the No Fifth Term for Alita, the TUSD School Board, and LGBTQ leader of our community. Richard, it's great seeing you again. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Why did you want to get in this race with Ed Ackerley?
We need a breath of fresh air. This afternoon, maybe an hour ago, we had an event at El Rio Neighborhood Center. That is his competitor's home, right? The west
yes,
side.
Yes, absolutely.
She refused to show.
Why would you do that?
That's arrogance. She thinks she's won this race, and I hope everybody listening will vote like I did. I voted for Ed. And she is telling you out loud that she doesn't care what you have because these are people in her own neighborhood. She lives in that neighborhood and didn't want to be there. That speaks volumes.
I don't get that. I don't. You'd think you'd be at home, you know, walk across the street and,
well,
you know, and talk to people, your neighbors.
Well, you would think, but yeah. that's just how the machine is, and that's what they do, and they could care less.
So let's talk about your involvement and some of the things that you've been involved in, and why is it important that Ed Ackerley be mayor of Tucson with your involvement? What do you have in common with him? What does he have in common with you?
What we have on the national stage is, you know, we have a huge segregation problem. We have you versus me.
Yep.
You know, and Ed is the right man to bring everybody to the table. Everybody deserves a seat at the table. Let's talk about being kind to each other. Let's go back to respecting everybody's space. And let's also hear everyone's voice. And you will not have that if Rahina is elected mayor.
I think we're going to have one struggle after another over issues that we've fought over for decades in this town. We're going right back to the confrontation days that almost destroyed the city.
Well,
we got nothing done for decades.
Absolutely. And that is where we're going. And
I think so.
And she behaves, and, you know, I, for the record, I'm a Democrat, more leaning more towards independent, right?
Yeah.
But she behaves to me as a Trumpster. That's about the highest insult I can give a Democrat.
Yeah, I guess so.
Her behavior is such that it comes down to very simple. If you are part of my discussion, then you're right. Anybody who is not part of my discussion is not right. And we need to address that in this community. We have a lot of issues. One of the biggest ones, everybody will complain about roads, right? We know what a mess are, right? We talk about public safety, whether you like police officers or not. And minorities are very sensitive. The truth is, we have a problem.
We do.
Firemen, everybody sees them as a person that you call when you need help.
Right.
We all have a love for them and a respect for them, and they are stretched to maximum capacity. So everyone is being affected, and all we have currently with the current city council and mayor is a leadership that only sees one side. And if Pima County and the city of Tucson and the mayor and council are going to grow, then we're going to have to grow as a family who care about each other, who are empathetic with each other, who, you know, understand that the only way to move forward is to unify.
Well, and you take a situation where, you know, the response time now at one time was 4 minutes. Now it's almost 14 minutes. So if you're on the floor of your kitchen with a heart attack, that's a big 10 minutes waiting.
Well,
and you may not make it through that 14 minutes.
You're absolutely
right. And that's why it's important that people understand first responders don't come free. You know, I mean, they don't volunteer. This is not a volunteer service. This is a paid service to the people of Tucson and a priority for the city council. Same thing with police as well.
Well, I would subject, if we have 10 issues on the table, we can probably agree on 6 or 7.
At least.
And if we use that kind of mindset for how we move forward in the city government, is to do the most good for the most amount of folks in this community, and then we'll discuss, we'll debate whatever you want to do on the issues that we don't agree on.
Right.
But the reality is, let's work from a position of what's good for everyone, not just the party. And that's Rahina.
You know, I said this earlier, and you're a part of the LGBTQ party, at least a group of people in our town. We cherish our diversity. We're different.
Amen.
And if we don't have a mayor who appreciates that diversity and relishes that diversity and embraces that diversity, we're going the wrong direction. I mean, we really are. And we have somebody with Ed Ackerley that will absolutely make the diversity a very big plus for
absolutely.
All of us.
He joined me at Gay Pride this year. I don't know if he'll share that with you. We walked around, shook hands. He took pictures with folks. And
yep.
He was, you know what I heard the most? I can't believe you're here.
Yeah.
Because he cares about everyone, and that's how we need to do, that's how we move forward.
I agree.
Is to care about everyone.
Yeah. I can't believe she didn't show at the El Rio thing today.
Oh,
I just can't believe that.
I have choice words, but they're not allowed on the air.
No, they're not.
And I'm honest about that. Okay.
I appreciate that very much. Richard, I'm glad you support Ed.
Thank you, and get out there and vote.
Yeah, absolutely. This is not a foregone conclusion. This is a race. This is what democracy is about, choices. And you have a choice between Ed Ackerley and, I think, a very bad choice for the city of Tucson and Rahina Romero.
Absolutely,
thank you,
and I vote.
It's great seeing you again.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything you do for this community.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. You know, Perfection Auto Works is one of the places that I've recommended for complete auto repair, not only for my car, but for your car as well, domestic and foreign. But they have free air conditioning belt and hose inspection, absolutely free, and free radiator cooling system diagnosis. That's free. Free fall trip vehicle inspection if you're going to see the aspen turn, the leaves turn, you need your car in great shape. Home of the trusted auto repair for 20 years. Mike Emery's the most honest car repair person I know, ASE Master Certified. Call him at 323-8650. You've got to take your car to Perfection Auto Works for repair. 323-8650. Call Mike Emery now. Back in a moment.
Save 40% on your dry cleaning bill at Tom Roof Cleaners at Fort Lowland Country Club. Mention John C. Scott on Saturdays and Sundays, and you'll save 40% on your dry cleaning bill. Drop off your wash and fold clothes and pay only 90 cents per pound. Tom Roof Cleaners reminds you that every garment is clean with using the patented Green Earth Cleaning System. The Green Earth Cleaning System leaves every garment soft and smooth to the touch without a dry cleaning smell. Mention John C. Scott at Tom Roof Cleaners Saturday and Sunday and save 40% off your dry cleaning bill. Tom Roof Cleaners at Fort Lowland Country Club. There's never been a better feeling than improving your home furnishings for fall. And now you can feel a new sense of home and a place for your family and guests during this very special time of the year. We invite you to experience the true pleasure of shopping at Southern Arizona's largest selection of pre-owned and new quality furniture and accessories. You must visit the two neighborhood Homestyle Gallery locations, one at 1010 South Wilmot Road and the second at 2950 West Ina Road. Both stores are filled with over 15,000 square feet of beautiful furniture. Here you will find sofas and love seats, chairs and sectionals, beautiful dining sets and more. There's comfortable bedroom sets, dressers and nightstands, modern, traditional and antique. You'll find brands of Thomasville, Lazy Boy, Copenhagen, Broyhill, Bassett and more. Consignment of fine furniture at Homestyle Galleries is an opportunity to turn your once-loved furniture into cash. Call the consignment hotline at Homestyle Galleries 572-9870. Homestyle Galleries at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road. Open 7 days a week.
Let's see. Butterball turkey, stuffing mix, mashed potatoes. Okay, that's the next aisle. This cart pulls to the right.
Why don't we take it to Perfection Auto Works? They fixed our car when it did that.
They don't work on shopping carts.
This is Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works. Our free 26-point inspection makes most car troubles a distant memory. 323-8650 or at perfectionautoworks.com. 323-8650.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the John C. Scott Political Forum on this Saturday afternoon. We're at the Doubletree Hotel across from Randolph Park in the offices of the Doubletree at the headquarters of the campaign of Ed Ackerley as the independent candidate for mayor. Proud to support Ed Ackerley. We hope you'll vote for him. Chris Rhodes is with, Robles is with us, student at the U of A, and an intern for the Ackerley advertising campaign. And then we're going to talk with Alexander Relish, who is the political strategist for Ed Ackerley. But Chris, very quickly, getting involved in something can be an exciting effort. It really can. I mean, you don't know how this is going to turn out. And, yeah, and being a part of something a little bigger than yourself is a big deal, I think.
Of course, especially being the fact that it's my first year here in Tucson.
Where are you from?
I'm from Nogales, Arizona.
Right.
Yeah, I'm from the little border town. And moving up here, I didn't quite know what I wanted to do. To be fair, I came up here saying, hey, I'm going to study music at the U of A, right? After a while, I started to move more towards the business side, and I actually got an internship at the U of A advertising team, which Dr. Ackerley is an academic advisor for. And through there is where I started to meet Dr. Ackerley, and I got to know him deeper in a more, I wouldn't say personal, way, but I got to know the type of person he is, and right away I knew he is someone who cares, someone who will help.
You've been doing some of the video work for the campaign?
Yes, in fact, today's production done by me.
So, obviously, it's a step from business to advertising, but they're inseparable, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. There's a very thin gray line.
This guy's a smart advertising guy. I've dealt with him as an advertising executive for many years. Of course, he wasn't a candidate for office then, but he's really brilliant.
Yeah. I've learned a lot from him, and just being around him, I get to see how he works and hopefully put that into what I do on my daily life and be able to express myself through it.
Well, you'll probably be involved in politics forever now, once you've been bitten by the bug. Obviously.
Well, I'm not sure yet. I'm barely starting out here. And in my career, I want to focus it more in marketing and advertising. But
good.
If it calls for it, I will do it.
Chris Robles, thanks for being with us. Welcome to Tucson. Let's go to Alexander Relish, political strategist and Ackerley for mayor. So you get to tell him what to do, right?
Oh, something like that, yeah, John.
Well, we can call you consultant, strategist, whatever.
All the same thing.
So how do you make up your mind about what you think's right for the campaign? Where do you get your base of information in order to help Ed Ackerley be on the straight and narrow? Where do you go?
Well, we look at a lot of different things. We look at the feedback we're getting online. We look a lot at the feedback we get from people that we call and we speak to. When we knock on people's doors, what are the issues that they talk about? What do they want to hear from candidates? And that's how we kind of formulate a strategy.
When you got involved in this, everybody said, well, this is an uphill battle. This is an enormous challenge.
They do say that, and it is a challenging race, but it is definitely a race.
Right.
As you said before, this isn't a foregone conclusion.
I don't think it is either.
It's a tough race, but it's definitely a race that I think that Ed can win.
How do you turn people from being just a D voter, I'm a Democrat, going to vote Democrat, no matter who the Democrat is, to somebody that says, I'm going to take a look at Ackerley. He sounds like he's a guy that I could really, really get behind and support.
Well,
how do you turn that from a D to an Ackerley? A D to an A, we'll say.
Well, to get that flip, I think you need to put out the message as much as possible, because if they just see Regina Romero on that ballot and they see Democrat, well, that's who they're going to vote for, unless we get there first and let them know, no, there is a viable alternative for our town who's going to do great things, who's going to put those priorities first. And that's really what's been changing people's minds, is saying, you know, we need to look at police, we need to look at fire, our roads and our parks, and say, these are the fundamental things that we need to change. And that's really resonating with people across the city.
You can use that D to an A. I spent my whole college career going from D to A, D to A. And so you can say, well, you can go with a D, or you can go with the A. Which do you want to be?
Absolutely.
You want to be an A person or a D person? Anyway, you just, and you know, I think, too, you take a look at this primary, which obviously was bizarre. And the idea, you throw $1 million at that, and nobody expected that. And least of all, it was Steve Farley that didn't expect that.
No, absolutely.
And, you know, that tilted everything towards Rahane. There's no question. She got there because of the money. And no one will ever be able to say any different. You can't say $1 million in a campaign. And you've struggled with money as an independent candidate. Can you imagine what $1 million would have done to your campaign?
Oh, I can certainly envision that.
You know, seriously, go from 100-some thousand to a million? That's a big, big difference.
But that's one of the things, too, is Ed's got the message out there. We've raised a lot of money ourselves. We're proud to be a clean elections campaign. And getting that money out there has been great. And frankly, this election isn't just for sale.
Right.
She can't buy it.
No.
So we're fighting every day to make that.
Yeah.
We're fighting every day to make sure that that doesn't happen. So.
Yeah, and the idea, too, is if you had money, you'd have doubled the mailing, you would have doubled the TV, you would have doubled everything else. So you have to get by with what you've got, don't you?
Absolutely, and that every campaign is like
and
that.
How do you make those decisions? Because they're pretty critical and tough decisions to make if you can't do this and you're only allowed to do that because of the restraints of money.
Well, and that's true, and you have to make that call on every campaign. And the way you do that is you look at what will get us the most new voices, the most new input to people to say there is another candidate. You know, radio is great for that, and we certainly thank you for this opportunity to spread the word about Ed.
Well, I think meeting a lot of other people who feel very strongly about Ed Ackerley is just an eye-opening to what kind of person he is.
Absolutely.
And you could hear from these people. These are genuine people who come to him, you know, as people committed to who he is, what he is, and
absolutely,
what kind of mayor he'd be for the town.
And that's something,
yeah,
it opens
thing.
People's eyes, because they need to know that there is that viable alternative who's going to do great things.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree. Well, I thank you for being on the air with us.
Absolutely.
I appreciate
thank
it very
you
much.
For
I want to come
me,
back
John.
With a candidate, Ed Ackerley, to wrap up our show from his headquarters here at the DoubleTree right after these messages.
Cunningham is once again asking for your vote to return to the Tucson City Council. He deserves your vote. Paul has fought to increase the number of Tucson police officers on the streets of Tucson. Paul has led the City Council in improving pedestrian safety in our town. Paul Cunningham has built his Ward 4 office into a responsive office of constituent service. His door has always been open to hear what neighbors have to say. Paul Cunningham has made it possible for the University of Arizona baseball team to make the city of Tucson High Corbett Field their home. Paul has promised to work with all sides to make Randolph Golf Course a state-of-the-art professional course to bring the best golfers in the world back to Tucson. Vote for Paul Cunningham for the City Council.
This is Paul Cunningham, and I approve this message.
Is your coolant a witch's brew of pollutants and corrosives? Do you feel like keeling over every time you read your mechanic's invoice?
Ugh.
Just take your car to Perfection Auto Works for a free 26-point inspection. We promise, although it may be scary, it's better than not knowing. All repairs warranted for 1 year or 12,000 miles. PerfectionAutoWorks.com or 323-8650. That's 323-8650.
For the last 12 years, Tucson has been moving away from its core mission. With a strong city manager form of government, it is the duty of the mayor and council to focus on the basic tasks described in the city charter. I'm Dr. Ed Ackerley, and I'm running for mayor of Tucson. As mayor, I want to get back to the basics, including providing sufficient police and fire protection, fixing the roads, and renovating our parks. I'm asking for your vote and to please jump in and help us get back to the basics.
Paid for and authorized by Ackerley for mayor.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the John C. Scott Political Forum from the DoubleTree Hotel offices and the campaign headquarters of Ed Ackerley, independent candidate for mayor. We met a lot of his friends, met a lot of his associates. We met people who've devoted a very good part of their life to his campaign for mayor over the last 9 months. And I know you want to thank these people. There's some amazing people that have been a part of your campaign, really nice, good people who want the best for Tucson. That's why they want you as mayor.
It has been an amazing process to reacquaint myself with some Tucsonans, to bring some of my lifelong friends in with me to the campaign, and to just be engaged in this process for the last year or so. It's just been absolutely, I tell people when I go out and speak to them, it's the blessing of running for politics, is hearing the stories of all the people that have a story to tell about Tucson. And that's why I say jump in. I say, like, come on, let's go do this together. It's been pretty amazing.
Well, you know, the one thing I think people have to realize is this is not over till it's over. I mean, you know, you can talk about all the demographics you want, and the Democrats and the Republicans and the D's and the R's, and how many there are and how many there aren't. But people still have to go vote. And in my experience with politics, the most humbling thing on earth is standing in line to go vote, and you don't know how they're going to vote. You may think you know, but you don't know. And that's what democracy is about. If you knew the outcome, we wouldn't be a democracy.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, the idea that, okay, she threw $1 million into a primary. How much did she throw into this? Can she buy being mayor of Tucson? Can she buy it? I don't know. But we're going to find out.
Well, I do think it's important to note that it's not over till it's over. And I'm kind of proud, actually. I said today at the forum that I haven't signed any petitions. I haven't backed any candidates. I haven't signed anything to anybody. I haven't made any promises to anybody other than to be the very best mayor I can possibly be. And I walk into this without endorsements, without major endorsements from media and other people. And I like it that way. It's been kind of nice to be able to be organic and be coming independently from the people and having this this whole organization be organic and grassroots and not be driven by a machine.
Well, I think history is going to write about 2019. What they're going to say, of course, they're going to talk about the $1 million of outside money that she had to win the primary. They're also going to say this gentleman, Ed Ackerley, got more independent votes than any other person that ever ran as an independent in the state of Arizona history. Now, is that going to be enough to win? I don't know. You hope that it is, and that's what you're working toward. But no one will ever have, I think, that kind of numbers. And I think that says a great deal about who you are and what these people are that came here to talk about you today. That's who they are.
It's been amazing to hear what people have to say about the reason they jumped into the campaign and why they're participating in the process. Many of them who have never been involved in politics before, who have decided to jump in and be part of the process. And, you know, that's what our democracy is about. And hopefully we can jump the numbers of voters up from 25% maybe to 30 or 35% and get a little more traction out of the voters this time.
For people who heard this and said, I'd like to meet these people and be a part of this, what do you want them to do? How do they get in?
Well,
how do they get involved?
To be honest with you, John, right now for the last 20 minutes or 30 minutes, my phone's been ringing off the hook, and I have just one call after the other. People can call me on my cell phone, 850-7058, and I'd be happy to talk with them independently about my campaign.
And you can obviously have somebody that has something to do in their neighborhood, hand out a few things, and
they
can talk to a few people on the phone.
They can walk, they can make phone calls, they can even send us some more campaign funds. We still have 3 weeks left where we can make a dent in getting my name out there and getting the campaign platform out there. And we want everybody to jump in. This is everybody together, working together to see if we can change the direction of Tucson.
Well, I think there's a real choice here. I really do. I think we can go backwards or keep turning left, as we talked about many times, as a stock car race, or we can go forward as we have been. And I think that Jonathan Rothschild, our outgoing mayor, showed us the way about how to get some things done. I think you can follow in his footsteps. I think there's been a tremendous amount of progress made in the relationship between this city council and the people of Tucson. And you don't want to be that to be destroyed for partisanship, of which I think that's really on the table when it comes to your opponent.
Yeah, well, we're all in this together, and we're not Democrats, we're not Republicans, we're all Tucsonans, and that's what I'm working with, is to say, let's all get in this together. And it's been just a real blessing, John, to have all these people here today supporting us, and we hope that everyone gets their ballot and everybody votes, because it's our democratic and civic duty to do that, and we encourage you all to get your ballot into the mail.
Well, I think that, you know, some major decisions coming up. I think the voters of Tucson are going to have to decide about Sanctuary City. Are we going to be a Sanctuary City? I think this will pass. I think it will be a disaster if it does. And I think we're going to have a hard time trying to get out of it. But that's a decision that people are going to have to make as well. We're out of time, but thanks for inviting us by. It's been great to meet all your friends and be a part of this amazing campaign. Thank you.
Thank you, John C. Scott. You're an amazing guy yourself. Thank you.
Ed Ackerley, independent candidate for mayor. Vote for him. It's the best choice you have this year to make a place you want to live in.
For the last 12 years, Tucson has been moving away from its core mission. With a strong city manager form of government, it is the duty of the mayor and council to focus on the basic tasks described in the city charter. I'm Dr. Ed Ackerley, and I'm running for mayor of Tucson. As mayor, I want to get back to the basics, including providing sufficient police and fire protection, fixing the roads, and renovating our parks. I'm asking for your vote and to please jump in and help us get back to the basics.
Paid for and authorized by Ackerley for mayor.